This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up on the program, memories of a day at the races, once a Thanksgiving tradition in New Orleans. But first, a conversation with Blake Bailey, who has a lot to be thankful for today. Earlier this year, Blake Bailey and his family bought a house in New Orleans. After Hurricane Katrina, they lost everything. Their house was destroyed. Since September, he, his wife, and their one-year-old daughter have stayed with friends and family in Mississippi, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and now Gainesville, Florida, from where he joins us on the line today. Hi, Mr. Bailey, and happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, Ms. Brand. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. So you were asked by the people at the online magazine Slate to write weekly dispatches about how you're putting your life back together after this tragedy?
Right. We were in Fayetteville, Arkansas at the time, and we were contacted by Slate right after the levee had breached in New Orleans. So really, we had just discovered that we were homeless, and we didn't have flood insurance.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, indeed. The FEMA maps, you know, are wildly inaccurate and outdated. And where we lived in this suburb called Gentilly, it was listed as a low-risk flood zone. It said you don't have to get flood insurance. Well, it was one of the worst flood areas in New Orleans. It's about a mile from the lake. So we're stuck paying a mortgage on a ruined, abandoned house and rent in Gainesville. It was just not a pleasant prospect, and nobody knows, you know, what FEMA is going to do, if anything. So that was our situation.
So you're chronicling all this in Slate. Your most recent posting, which is online today, describes a remarkable turn of events involving an email you received to your earlier posting. So tell us about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, it goes to show you can only roll snake eyes for so long, you know. I had checked my old Excite email account. It has a broken filter, so it's mostly like, you know, herbal Viagra ads and things like that. And there was this 7-week-old email from a guy in California who liked my first Slate column, and he said he'd been killed recently. He was dead. He was, you know, medically pronounced dead. And then he was revived, and he was devoting his life to good works as a result of this experience, and he wanted to give us a house in this subdivision he was building in Mandeville, which is across the lake from New Orleans. Well, you know, I was a little skeptical. I figured he was probably a well-meaning nutcase. I mean, I didn't really think it was a scam, because it would take a real degenerate to scam a hurricane refugee.
Well, it's been known to happen, let me tell you.
But yeah, I mean, you never know. I mean, I wasn't exactly on a roll of good luck at the time. And plus, the email arrived with, like, all these urgent messages from exiled cousins of, you know, Nigerian strongman Sani Abacha and things like that. So you don't know what you're dealing with here. So I thanked him. You know, I said, you're exceptionally generous, but we're not moving back to New Orleans. He persisted. He said we could take the house, we could sell it, we could do whatever we wanted with it. He sent us plat maps. You know, it was looking pretty legit. Meanwhile, we're mulling this over, and I get another email from this poet who prefers to remain anonymous. He's a poet professor at University of Florida. I'm writing a biography of the writer John Cheever, and this guy knew Cheever at the Iowa Writers' Workshop. So he said, you know, we should get together and talk about that for your book. And he added casually, you know, that he and his wife were going to England for 9 months and that we were welcome to rent this huge Victorian house he lived in the nicest neighborhood in Gainesville for really, really cheap. And I told this to James Kennedy, the guy in California, and like the next day, FedEx, I had a check for the entire year's rent on this place in the Duck Pond, this really nice neighborhood, and the check is cleared. So,
wow. So really, you had this incredible string of bad luck, and now you have this incredible string of good luck. Are you taking larger lessons from this, or is it just...
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the best part of the many good things about being a hurricane refugee is that you constantly encounter the best in people. I mean, people have been so kind. We've gotten care packages from friends I haven't seen literally in 10 years. Even car salesmen are nice when you're a hurricane refugee. When we first got to Gainesville, we went to buy a used car to replace the one, you know, that was drowned in the hurricane. And these car salesmen, and you could tell that they had it in them to be pretty shifty under other circumstances, they just went out of their way to give us their best available car in our price range for like $3,000 less than Blue Book. You know, again, the government might have forgotten us, and to some extent the media might have forgotten us, but individual people are really, when given half a chance, they're just enormously kind.
Blake Bailey is a writer and contributor to the online magazine Slate. Thank you very much for talking with us, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
It was a pleasure. You have a happy Thanksgiving, too.
Thank you.